All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton, and we are digging deeper into the Psalms. This week, beginning a multi-week portion of Psalm 136. This week, we're going to be looking at the first 9 verses and then the last 4. So verses 1 through 9, then 23 through 26. As we look to the steadfast love of the Lord enduring forever, which we will see over and over again in this psalm over the next few weeks. Today, we consider ourselves praising God's steadfast love in creation. So verses 1 through 9, then 23 through 26. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him alone who does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who by understanding made the heavens, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who spread out the earth above the waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his steadfast love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. So far, our reading of Psalm 136 this week. Again, the repetitious chorus, the refrain, every verse for all 26 verses of this psalm is for the steadfast love endures forever. This is why we give thanks. This is why we praise him as our God, because his steadfast love endures forever. We thank God for being God, for being good, and having that establishment of what is perfectly good in this life. We thank him for being the God of gods, the Lord of lords, giving him the great titles that there is no one that compares to him. No idols, no mythological creatures, nothing in all of the world is anywhere close to him. Because everything else, their love cannot be considered steadfast. And even if they want to say they have steadfast love, that love does not endure forever. Because everything else in this life outside of God is fleeting. Everything else comes and goes, and we have no choice in the matter. We can't hold on to it, even though we try. There is no anything outside of God, because it is he who made everything. So then we get into verse 4. To him who alone does great wonders. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yes, three persons, but all working in unity to create the world. We go back to Genesis 1, and we have God speaking everything into existence through his word. You have the Spirit of God hovering over the waters before the first day of creation. Everyone is there for creation. Everyone has their part. And in that, to him who by understanding made the heavens, to him who spread out the earth above the waters, everything in creation has a specific design. There is the intelligence of God behind it. There is the plan of God behind everything that has been made. You could even say there is the plan of God still in everything that is done. Although we as sinful human beings twist God's plan We try to make it our own plan. We try to follow our own hearts, thinking that our love can endure forever. But truly, it is only His love, steadfast love, that endures forever. Not only the understanding, but spreading out the earth above the waters, giving us a place to live, but then also making the great lights, the sun, the moon, and the stars, those to be there for signs and seasons and times, to be able to guide us, as it is very often done with people trying to figure out time of day by the placement of the sun in the sky, figuring out directions by which side of the sun is standing on their side, knowing that the sun always rises in the east and sets in the west. Knowing this, we can do that. We have the North Star at night that has been used for centuries by sailors to make sure they were on the right path. All of this given to us out of His understanding, out of His love. Love for us. Which is where we pick up in verse 23. It is He who remembered us in our lowest state. Going back through the rest of the psalm, as we will the next couple of weeks, you have striking down the firstborn in Egypt, remembering their slavery and hearing their cries in Egypt, parting the Red Sea, conquering the kings and armies that were much bigger than they were, granting a heritage to His servants, giving them peace in their land, rescue from all of their foes. This is still the same God that we worship. He remembers us in our low estate. He remembers us at our lowest moments, because that is why He sent Jesus into the world in the first place, to pick us up from rock bottom, to pick us up from those times where we are living in the shadows, trying to find our way out. He rescues us. He provides us everything that we need to support this body and life. We'll see that more in the coming weeks as we get into especially the first article of the Apostles' Creed in the Large Catechism. So we end the psalm, give thanks to the God of heaven, not only the God of earth, but the God of heaven, the one who was truly above all gods of their time, because every nation had their own God, and His power extended, and even in their own minds, to the borders of their territory. How do you make your God greater? You conquer more territory. How does your God get defeated and become powerless? Being overthrown by another God. Why do we consider idols powerless? Because they would be nothing, and they still are nothing without God. Everything we have that we make an idol, God made. We didn't. Everything we hold dear is from Him. He is the one who gave it all, which is why so many people throughout the scriptures tremble when people talk about serving the God of heaven and earth and being joyful about it. Because if He is God of both heaven and earth, what isn't under His power? And how can we not say that His steadfast love endures forever? Okay, that's it for this week. Next week, we begin looking into the middle portion of this psalm to bring out a few of the highlights that it has, bringing us back into Exodus, bringing us into Deuteronomy, giving us those moments to see God's steadfast love enduring for His people of Israel, in Egypt and in the wilderness, but also for us today. Until next time, this is Pastor Doug Minton, thanking you for being here, digging deeper into the Psalms with me. And I pray that it strengthens you to wrestle with the theologies around you. Amen.